throw in there. Not particularly well returned by Hubbold, and Moran gets in, and there might be danger here as Moran tries to play it through for Jerome. Jerome might have gone down there. He's stayed on his feet. No, he does go down, and he's still got the ball, though. And he was pushed over. That's surely a penalty. It doesn't matter because he scored anyway. So he was pushed over by Rowntree, I would have said, but picked himself up and scored from a narrow angle. And I suppose that's the ultimate in playing the advantage, Brian.
Well, certainly a minute or so ago, that was criticising Ruben Jerome for a heavy touch inside the area. But that was a wonderful, wonderful goal. He just kept on going. As you said, there was a couple of heavy challenges. And whether it was a penalty or not, I'm not absolutely certain. It almost like cumulatively you thought the ref's going to point to the spot here, but he didn't. But Jerome just kept on going, and eventually he's finished from close range. Great goal.
The ball's played forward by Workington, looking to respond quickly as Hubbold plays it down the left-hand side for Joel. Joel, taking on Ossieffa, gets the left foot across, and it's a good one. Tinian flicks it on, and Ashton saves it, diving to his left, but almost an immediate response there.
Good opportunity for Workington to equalise almost immediately, but Ramsbottom can breathe a sigh of relief there, because Tinian's effort didn't quite have enough on it to get past Sam Ashton.
Yeah, that's an extraordinary performance from Bedford as Evangelinos plays it forward, looking for Rodney. Breaks again for Evangelinos. Is Evangelinos in here? Oh, what a goal! Evangelinos took it superbly as the ball broke for him off Rodney. And Evangelinos not going to keep on missing chances. He missed those two headers in the first half, broke there into the penalty area. Never looked like missing that one. Drove it with his left foot past Taylor. Breathing space for Ramsbottom. Quarter of an hour to go. Ramsbottom 2, Workington 0.
Yeah, 74 minutes, and Ramsbottom have a two-goal margin here. Rodney and Evangelinos combining well, and it was a wonderful rising strike from about 15 yards by the impressive former Ashton United player. And you've got to say, he really deserves that goal. He was good in the first half, but he's been outstanding since the interval.
Jason Walker, who's setting himself for this one, a five-man Ramsbottom wall. Walker runs up, hits it way over the bar, over the stand. And whilst I'm using the word over, Workington's trophy run for the year is over, as Ramsbottom deservedly beat them by 2-0 tonight to set up a home tie against Weymouth from Step 3, riding high in the Evostick South Southern Premier Division. And a very good game. I think both sides can be proud of their contribution.